Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiur Mandaf Film. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. And we are now in the Mishnah, which is the beginning of Mishnah Dalad. The second part of Mishnah Dalad, of which there will be a third part also, at the bottom of Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet, Mishnah Dalad and Parakei of Masachet Gitin, and Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet. Hamatamei, Vahamadameya, Vahamanasech, Bishogeg, Patur, Mezid Chayav. If someone is metame, another person's food that was tahor, or medamea, they mix their chulin with some truma, making the whole thing inedible except for kohanim, hamenasech, or they somehow make their wine undrinkable, and we'll see what that may mean, because of use of avodah zarah, b'shogeg patur b'mesid chayav. If they did it unintentionally, they don't have to pay. If they do it intentionally, they do have to pay. And this, of course, all fits with what it says at the end of this Mishnah, on daf nundalad amud bet, which is that it's been a tikkun ha'olam. The question is, what's the tikkun ha'olam? The fact that b'shogeg patur, or the fact that b'mesid chayav? We'll see. Itmar. Menasech, Rav Amar Menasech Mamash, Rav says that really means you picked up the wine and you devoted it to, dedicated it to Avodah Zarah. Shmuel Amar Me'arev, Shmuel says, no, you mixed his wine with your Yayin Nesech. Now, Mand Amar Me'arev, my Tamal Amar Menasech, so why did Shmuel not agree that Menasech means Menasech? Amar Lacha Menasech, Kom Le'Bid Rav Mineh. He said, the guy who did the Nisuch is doing Avodah Zarah. Therefore, he is going to be chayav mita, and since it's chayav mita, even though in actuality we may not be able to execute him for one reason or another, nonetheless, he still will be exempt from any lesser things such as payment. So therefore, it cannot be really nisuch. The Amar of V'idach, what will Rav answer to that? Could Rabbi Yirmiya. Follow the reasoning of Rabbi Yirmiya. The Amar of Yirmiya, Mishatag baha hu dekana. The minute you pick up the guy's wine, you've already been coneted as a goslin, and therefore you become liable for any loss that happens to it later, including making it unusable because of nisuch. But you're not chayav mita until you actually libate it on the idolatrous altar, whatever. Which means since there is a conceptual split in timing between the two chayuvim, therefore both of them will apply, and that's a sugya we dealt with in the third paragraph of Ketubot. Well, the Mandam Amar Menasech, so according to Rav, my Tamal Amar Ma'arev, why didn't he like Ma'arev? Amar Lacha Ma'arev. He said Ma'arev cannot be what the issue is. Hainu Medamea, that's the same thing as Medamea. What's Medamea? You take the guy's chulin and mix it with Truma. What's Menasech according to you? You're taking the guy's good wine and mixing it with bad wine. Same deal. Vidach, how will Shmuel answer that? Knasahu. The answer is, this whole thing is a knas, uknasim knasu liyafinan, which means you cannot infer one knas from another. So even though menaseich and medamea are of the same ilk, nonetheless, you need them as separate categories or separate statements, because one could not give you the other. Now, lamandi alif knasim knasa, but according to the opinion who says you can learn one knas from another, which sounds like it might be Rav, call Hani Lamali. So then why do you need all three? Why don't you just say there's a knas on metame? And therefore you know that if somebody causes invisible damage to another's property intentionally, then he has to pay. And then it's true from metame, it's true from menasech. The answer is the itana metame, sutricha, the itana metame, if we only had metame. So let's think. E truma, if the stuff is truma, haviamena mishum de kamafsid lo legamre. I would think, sure, there you have to pay because you destroyed it, made it totally unusable. Truma tamea can only be destroyed, burnt. V'matame chulin, and if you were matame chulin, then mishum da'asu ligrom tuma l'chulin shabar Eretz Yisrael. We assume this is happening in Eretz Yisrael, and there is an iser of causing chulin in Eretz Yisrael to become tame, l'hosif tuma, as it were. So that's why I would have reasoned if I only knew that you were chayev to pay when you intentionally were metameh, of metameh I am alo. If the only metameh in which you didn't cause any more tuma, you just caused truma and chulin to get mixed up together, thus depriving this guy of his access to the food, I would say not chayev. So that's easy. Pick medamea. Mishum l'shchiach. I would say, sure, there you chayev. It's a fairly common thing. Metame de lo shchiach emalo. Metame evidently is not that common. So I would think you're not chayev. V'yashmina metame umedamea. So why don't I have both of them? And Menasech will come along for the ride. Shum de lo kam le'biravim minei. The answer is because there's no greater a liability that's hanging over your head that would exempt you from the payment. But when it comes to Menasech, after all, you have Chiyuv Mita hanging over. Emolo, I would think in Achayav, Kamash Malan, Kid Rabbi Yirmiya. Therefore, it teaches us to support Rabbi Yirmiya, which is that since Nisuch, this is according, all according to Rav, of course, since Nisuch happens independently of your liability for the loss, which is when you pick it up, therefore you're Chayav. All right. Ulahad Itani Avuad Rabbi Avin. Now, we have a different version of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah goes Metameh, Mendameh, and Menasech. But we have a version of the history of it that says, B'rishanayi Umrim HaMetameh V'Menasech, that originally they put a knas on Metameh and Menasech, Chazru Lamarach Mendameh, then they added Mendameh. So now we've got to explain the Tzrichuta in that sequence. Kol Hani Lamali, Tzrichat, Iyashvin HaMetameh, if they'd only made the decree against Metameh, Shum Lo Kamle B'Rabmineh, because there's no overarching, greater Chiyuv. Of Menasech to come the Rabine Emolo. That I would think no. Yashmina Menasech, if I only said Menasech, and Shum to Komafsi Le Legamre. I would say sure, because there, you're utterly destroying it. Of Metame to Lomafsi Le Legamre Emolo. But when, with Metame, you're not totally destroying it. You're still, making it, you're not making it that it has to be destroyed like Menasech. But you're making it so that it can only be eaten, be made tumato, etc. If I only mention Metame Menasech, I'd say Mishum de Hefsed Meruba. Sure, there you have to pay because you're essentially losing all the value. Medamea de Hefsed Muat. But with Medamea, where there's a Hefsed Muat, because now he can sell that stuff to a Kohen minus the Truma that's in it for the value of Truma. Alright, so then I would think no. Tzricha, therefore I need all three of them. Okay, so that justifies why all three of them had to be made as independent takanot, mentioned independently, or independent kanasot, mentioned independently in the Mishnah. Now, we get into what the Tikkun Olam is in two opposite perspectives. Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah says as follows, Dvar Torah Achad Shogav Echad Mesid Chayav. Really, midoraita, you should be Chayav, whether you did any of these three things intentionally or otherwise. My time, why? Tehzek Sheinobi Ish Nikar Shmei Hezek. Invisible nezek, in which there's no physical change made to the thing, is still called nezek, which means you're really chayav for making this thing tameh, or usser b'hanaz as an ayin nesach. Umatam amru b'shogeg poter. So why did the rabbi say you're poter b'shogeg? Kadesh yodio, because if you do it unintentionally and you know you're gonna have to pay, you won't tell the guy, and the guy's gonna be drinking ayin nesach. So in order to make sure that you tell him if you unintentionally did it, therefore, they said, you're not chayav. So the tikkun olam here is to exempt you. So if that's the case, why didn't they say, even b'mezid, you're not chayav, so you'll tell them. The answer is, hashta uzuki kamach mechvin. After all, if you did it intentionally, you're trying to hurt the guy. Odu lo modile? Certainly you're going to tell him. We're not afraid you're not going to tell him. You definitely want to tell him. You say, I messed up your wine. I messed up your chulin. And therefore, the fact that you're going to have to pay is not going to get in the way of that. Okay, that's Chizkiah. Rabbi Yochanan amar dvar Torah achad shogeg v'echad mezid patur. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, essentially, you should be patur in any case. My tama, why? Because hezek shein nikar. You knew this was coming. Lo shmei hezek. Invisible nezek, where there's no physical change to the item and there's no change in its property and where it is. And its domain is not nezek. So why did the rabbi say you're chayav if you do it b'mezid? So a person's upset another guy. He's going to go and take his wine and dedicate it to Avodah Zarah to mess the other guy up and say I don't have to pay. So to prevent that from happening, they put a tikkun olam that you have to pay. Now, let's test these out. Tanana, Kohanim should be glub mikdash. The end of Mishnah Dalad, which is in Adaf Nun Dalad, says if Kohanim do pigol, what's pigol? I didn't explain it on the page. Pigol, because I'll get to it there, is when a Kohen does, for instance, Zrikat Adam, and he intends, when doing Zrikat Adam, that this korban is going to be eaten 2 days from now, or sometime after its time parameter. Alright, or any of the four avodot of Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, or Zrikat Adam is done with intent to burn it or to eat it after its zman. That's pigul. If Kohanim do pigul, which again, there's no physical change to the korban, Mezidim Chayavin. If they're Mezid Chayav, Vetaniyav, Netikun Olam. And it says that Netikun Olam. It sounds like really they're not Chayav at all. They're Chayav because of Tikun Olam. V'yamar Tezek Shen Nikosh Mehezek. If you say like Chizkiyav, that invisible Nezek really is Nezek. It should say the opposite. It should say, if they did it unintentionally, they're patur netikun haolam. Again, so they'll make sure to tell the guy and he won't eat it. Chayav karet. And so therefore it should have said, Shogin are Pturim Netikun Olam. The answer is Hachinami Kamar. Really, that's how we should read it. Mizidin Chayavin. And the implication is Hashogin Pturim. Why Netikun Olam? Okay. Meitiv Rabbi Yelazar, he challenges again. If you take mechatat, the water used for hazah, or the para before shechita, and you do malacha, it invalidates either one of them, either the mechatat after they mixed with the ashes, etc., or the para duma before shechita. You do malacha with it, it invalidates it. Patur midine adam chayav dine shemaim. So if you did malacha, which again, there's no physical change to the item, you are only liable between you and God, but it's not actionable in a court. But if you argue like Chizkiah that invisible nezek is nezek, you should be chayiv also in court, right? Because you cause damage even though it's invisible. So who motivam whom afarikla? Rabbi Elazar himself brought the answer. Para, what's the nezek with the malacha with the para that we're talking about? Sheichnisa l'rivka almanachi tinak v'tidosh. You brought her into like a corral or into a barn in order for her to nurse or to thresh, but she didn't do it. In other words, there wasn't even a malacha here that was done, but rather you intended it. And machshava, that's totally a grama here. Machshava certainly cannot be considered enough of a malacha to invalidate it. Mechatat, what was that? Shakabahan mishkalot. You had a bunch of mechatat in a vessel, and you knew how much the vessel weighed, and you used it as a counterweight. So there really was absolutely nothing done to it. And that's why it's kasher. Ivamarava mechatat, shakabahan mishkalot, kshera. Rava said, how can you say that that's the case? Rava said that if you used mechatat as a counterweight, it's still kasher. So certainly you wouldn't have to pay. How can you say we must be talking about a case where you actually invalidated it, but nonetheless you're patur? So the answer is lokasha. Haba gufan, haba chenegdan. There's two ways to use something as a weight. One is a displacement weight. In other words, you put something in it and see how much it rises up. And the other is as a counterweight, which is what we would think about. So gufan, that indeed would invalidate it, but you would be not be chayav. The gufan maser kavivahu. How can you not be chayav? If you put something into the water and saw how much the water rose, you actually did something to the water. Chizkiah would have to say, certainly there you chayav, you did something to it. Ella idi v'chenegdan. Both of them are counterweights. For lokasha hada asachdate, hada lo asachdate. It depends. When you put the other weight on, opposite the mechatat, did you keep in mind the whole time it's mechatat? I gotta keep watch over it, etc. And have no asachdat, then it's kosher. If you didn't, then it's pasul. Okay, meitir papa and pasul, but nonetheless you'd say you're patur. Meitir papa. So papa challenges again this idea that hezek shinu nikrash mehezek. Gazal matbeya v'nifsal. Let's say you stole somebody's coin, and before you returned it, that coin got put out of circulation. It wasn't used anymore. Truma v'nitmeit. You stole somebody's truma, in the meantime it got tamei. Chametz v'avolav Pesach. You stole somebody's chametz, and 3 weeks later it's already after Pesach, and it's chametz v'avolav Pesach, and he can't use it. You can give any of these items back to the guy and say, yeah, here's your thing, and you returned it. If invisible nezek is nezek, and the fact that you held it over Pesach, making it unusable, is nezek, and you're a gazlan, you should have to pay. But mona malia b'yishlim, you should have to pay the full amount. So the answer is tiyufta. We have now disproven Chizkiah's position, and it's quite clear that hezek shenu nikar lav shmei hezek, invisible nezek is not nezek, and the fact is that the tikkun olam in our Mishnah is the fact that you do have to pay if you do it b'mezid, so people should not go and hurt each other intentionally and be exempt. Now, perhaps this entire piece is machlok etanayim. Leima ketanoi. Hamatamev, hamadamev, hamanasech, echad shogeg, echad mezid, chayav, divir ameir. Rameyer, commenting on our Mishnah, in a parallel piece, says that in all of our cases in the Mishnah, whether you did it intentionally or unintentionally, you're chayav. If you don't remember, shogeg patur, mezid chayav. Rabbi Yehuda says what our Mishnah is, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're only chayav b'mezid. So my love, Bahakimi Palgi de Mar Savar Hezek Shenikur Shmei Hezek Mar Savar Lo Shmei Hezek, isn't that exactly the machloket that Rabbi Yehuda says Hezek Shenikur Lav Shmei Hezek, really not chayiv at all, but there's a gzera b'mezid, and Rameir says Hezek Shenikur Shmei Hezek, and therefore it doesn't matter if you did it intentionally or otherwise, you're still chayav. All right, so we say Amar Rav Nachum Yitzchak No Dechuli Amar Hezek, and that, by the way, that would be very problematic for Chizkiah, because then our Mishnah takes the position, Hezek Shenu Nikar Lav Shmei Hezek, and that's the end of that. So Nachum Yitzchak, no, the Chuli Alma Hezek Shen Nikar Lo Shmei Hezek. So go back to that. V'acha B'kanso Shagug Shogna Tumezid Kami Palgi. Nobody thinks among the Tanoim that Hezek Shen Nikar Shmei Hezek, and the machlok that they have is whether the Takana, the Knas that the Rabbanon put, went all the way to Shogeg as a precaution against Mezid. Remeir Mar Savar Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid. Remeir thinks that they made a Knas even when they did with Shogeg to protect against Mezid. Mar Savar Lo Kansu Shogeg Atu Mezid. And Rabbi Yehuda says that they did no such thing. We're going to pause at this point and pick it up at this right here, where we'll identify that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, from the position they presented here, seem to be contradicted with the way that they evaluate the status of food that's cooked on Shabbos or the result of Malacha Shabbos. And we will deal with that contradiction and other contradictions, taking us to the next Mishnah, which is really the end of Mishnah Dalet, which is on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Bet. But in the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.